Hey, real quick, I just wanted to let you know that Gabba Gabba Huh is now a record store. Well, not really a store, but a booth at an antique store located in Eastridge Mall in Gastonia, North Carolina. Vintage Village is three stores down from Dillard's on the left. And my booth is on the left side of Vintage Village. It's the one with all the records. You can't miss it. I've got over 1,000 records, toys, t-shirts, DVDs, VHS, all kinds of stuff there. So come check it out. Gabba Gabba Huh Records and Vintage Goods, located in Vintage Village at Eastridge Mall, Gastonia, North Carolina. You are now listening to the Gabba Gabba Huh Radio Podcast, featuring the best Carolina punk, alternative, hard rock, and heavy metal for the past 40 years, with your host, Mike Phillips of Van Huskins.
Oh,
Welcome to Gabba Gabba Huh Radio, episode 33. You just heard the song Coming Out by Hey Richard from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, I'm recording this podcast on National Coming Out Day, so it's going to come out a little bit after that. But since I'm recording it, it just seemed very appropriate to use that song to start this podcast off with. I wanted to play a Hey Richard song anyway, and when I looked at their songs, I'm like, that's the one. Now, when I get Gabba Gabba Huh Talks up and running again, which you'll hear more about in just a minute, I really want to get some members of Hey Richard on the podcast. That's actually at the top of my list. Now, it's been quite a while since I've done a radio episode. It's been a little while since I've done a Talks episode as well, but the last radio episode was April 12th with Gabba Gabba Huh Radio 32. And I've actually only done 7 interviews since then, so it's been a really slow year for me. It's going to end as a slow year as well, though. Now, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you probably saw where I helped raise some kittens this summer. I mean, the mama did most of the work. The last Talks episode I did with the Bowman brothers actually featured those kittens a couple of times. But it wasn't long after that the kittens really started to eat up a lot of my time. And at that point, I just decided to put the podcast on hold until I rehomed them all. And that's now been accomplished. I still have Johnny Paycheck. I was always going to keep at least one of them, and Johnny Paycheck ended up being the perfect one for me. Now, I also spent a lot of time this summer growing the booth, and that's going really well. But it also eats up a ton of my time. It's like having a second job. And eventually, I hope to make it my full-time job, but it's going to be at least a year before I can do that. And during that year, Gabba Gabba Huh may come out a little bit more sporadically than it has in the past. I mean, obviously, it hasn't been coming out for the past few months. But I do hope to get back to it soon. Right now, I just got to get through work being short-staffed. Once that's done, I should be able to get back on it with no problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be trying to maybe line up a couple of Skype weeknight interviews here in the near future because I think that's the best way for me to get back into this. But even once I do, I may not be every week. I may not be every other week. It may just come out when I can get to it. For the next year or so. My daughter's getting married next September, and I anticipate being pretty busy with that the next year as well. So between everything I got going on, basically working 2 full-time jobs, and trying to get the band started going back again, I stay pretty busy. But I'm really missing the podcast, and there's a lot more I want to do with it. Hopefully after that year's up, I'll be able to get back to it full-time and do at least an every other week schedule. At this point, I'm tired of promising what kind of schedules I'm going to have, because it just ain't working out. If you'd like to visit my booth, Gabba Gabba Huh Records and Vintage Goods, it's located in Gastonia, North Carolina, first floor of the Eastridge Mall near Dillard's. On the left side, if you're headed away from Dillard's, store that just says Antiques on the banner out front. It's called Vintage Village, but I'm inside there on the left side of that store as well. And while you're there, visit our other store, Antiques at Eastridge, on the other end of the mall, near Belk's, and my buddy Carl at Earwax Records and More. Enough for the promos. You probably got a couple up front too, so let's get on with the music. Up next, I have a band from Columbia, South Carolina, a band that I've played on this podcast before, but who just recently released a new cassette. The band is Lewis Turnout, and you can find that cassette and more at herosupport.bandcamp.com. I've had Dwayne Burns from Lewis Turnout on this podcast before, but I'm hoping to do something with him and with other members of the band in the near future as well. Me and him have been trying to line up to do an episode of his podcast for quite a while. It's been on the back burner for way too long, so it's about time for us to take care of that. But this song is called Mouth of Hell by Lewis Turnout.
I'm gonna love the girl, yeah. mysteries of circumstance. We are the losers and the miscreants, created by an unfair income gap. Forget a leg, I'll take a toe up. Build my own life from the floor up. But right now I'm just too bored up. Simply pay all my bills on time. Well, now I don't wanna live like that. On the edge of desperate, like an itch that you can't scratch. We didn't give up, but we just never had the chance. Closer with every step, well, it's a lie. It always was.
See you. I feel it stupid, but I don't feel bad. Up at night, I gotta find myself a new distraction before I give myself a heart attack. Sure.
Oh yeah, you wanna dance with me? Oh yeah, you wanna dance with me? Oh yeah.
I started that set off with Lewis Turnout and the song Mouth of Hell. After that, you heard Longshot Odds and the song Struggle, Survive, Repeat. Longshot Odds are from Columbia, South Carolina, and you can find their music at longshotodds.bandcamp.com. I followed that up with Junior Astronomers and the song That's Why. Junior Astronomers are from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you can find their music at juniorastronomers.bandcamp.com. And you just heard the band Pleasure House with the song Pills and Guns. Pleasure House is another Charlotte, North Carolina band. And their Bandcamp is pleasurehousenc.bandcamp.com. The best way to support all these bands is to go to their Bandcamp and buy their music directly. Either that, or just go out and see them play a show. I believe Junior Astronomers is playing this Friday at Snug Harbor. If you like that song, why don't you go check them out? And speaking of going to clubs and seeing bands, there's a brand new venue coming to Gastonia, North Carolina called The Rooster. This place has been 4 years in the making. My friend Michael Carpenter stuck it out through all the setbacks the pandemic handed him, and is getting ready to open the doors next week. I'm really looking forward to what this place can bring to Gastonia. A true live music venue that also supports the arts and the community as well. There's going to be vendor markets on Saturdays. There's going to be paint and sips on Wednesdays. There's going to be open mic nights. There's going to be all kinds of stuff, but it's a live music venue on the weekends. When you go check it out, be sure and pay special attention to the record wall on the hallway when you enter. You can't miss it. Yours truly helped put that together. Pretty proud of it myself. But really, the whole venue looks nice, and I'm really proud of Michael and everything he's done to get this place up and running. And the first official show that I'm going to go see is on October 22nd. It's the Carolina Headbangers Ball. There are a lot of bands playing this thing. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until later that night. You can find out more about that on Facebook. Just search Carolina Headbangers Ball and you'll find it easily, or go to the Rooster's webpage, theroostergastonia.com, to buy advance tickets and to learn more about this awesome venue. And up next, I have a band that's playing the Carolina Headbangers Ball. A band that just released a song today, or, well, yesterday, when you're listening to the podcast. But I'm not going to play that song because I don't want to steal their thunder. The band is called, and I hope I'm saying this right, Valar Morghulis. This band is from Salisbury, North Carolina. And if you want to find their music, you can go to valarmorghulisnorthcarolina.bandcamp.com. That's valarmorghulisnc.bandcamp.com. This is Valar Morghulis and Perversion of Lust.
Thank you.
Started that set off with Valor Morghulis and Perversion of Lust. After that, you heard Bogloaf. Killer new band from Charlotte, you gotta catch them live. But the song was called Held for Questioning, and you can find them at futilityclinicrecords.bandcamp.com. Now that's just about gonna do it for me today. I know I only played two songs in that last set, but they were a little bit longer, and I'm really trying to keep this episode around 30 minutes. With all the talking I've done on this one, I figured I'd cut a few songs out. I do have one more song for you, but before I get to that, keep an eye on my Facebook page and on the Instagram. I'll try to remember it exists. And I guess for that matter, Twitter as well. But I always forget about Twitter. To see when I'm coming back. I'm hoping to have an episode by the end of October, But I'm not making any promises yet. If anybody needs a job, hit me up on Facebook. Seriously, though, I really need some more people at work so I can stop having to work on Sundays. That's really what's holding this podcast up now. If it gets to be too long, maybe I'll come back with another radio episode. But the radio episodes are much less popular than the talks episodes, so I'm not going to push one out every week. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. And as I said, I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is another Charlotte, North Carolina band. This one was real heavy on the Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to have to do a better job of that in the future. But we got a lot of great bands in Charlotte. So I'm going to play you out with Occult Fracture. You can find them at occultfracture.bandcamp.com. And this song is called Militant.
Gabba Gabba Hunt Media Production.